Hi and welcome to Recap Revision. This episode is going to be about organic chemistry. Organic chemistry is the study of compounds containing carbon. The first part of the name of an organic molecule indicates the number of carbon atoms in the molecule. If the first part of the name is meth, it's one carbon, eth is two, prope is three, bute is four, and pent is five. The second part of the name of the organic molecule indicates the functional group. Functional group is an atom or group of atoms responsible for most of the chemical reactions of a compound. If it's ane, it's an alkane, ene is an alkene, ol is alcohol, and an oic acid is a carboxylic acid. By putting the two parts together, we get the name of an organic molecule. For example, butane is an alkane with four carbon atoms. Here are some other keywords you will need to know. A hydrocarbon compound contains hydrogen and carbon only. A saturated compound contains only single bonds, whereas an unsaturated compound contains double bonds. And finally, a homologous series is a family of compounds with the same general formula, the same functional group, and similar chemical properties, for example, alkenes and alcohols. Found in rocks, crude oil is a fossil fuel, a mixture of many compounds, most of which are hydrocarbons. Most of these hydrocarbons are alkanes. Crude oil was formed over millions of years from plankton remains that was buried in mud at the bottom of the oceans. The alkanes in crude oil have different boiling points, so can be separated by fractional distillation. First, the crude oil is vaporized and passed into a column that is hot at the bottom and cool at the top. Then the vapor rises up the tower and the different alkanes cool and condense at different heights. The bigger the molecule, the higher the boiling point, and the lower down the tower it condenses. Through this process, alkanes separate into fractions, each containing a mixture of alkanes with similar boiling points. Then the fractions are processed to produce many fuels, like petrol and diesel, and feedstock to make many key products, like solvents and detergents. Alkanes are a homologous series of saturated hydrocarbons, meaning the compounds only contain hydrogen and carbon and have only single bonds. Alkanes have the general formula CnH2n+2, meaning methane's formula is CH4 and butane's is C4H10. When drawing out the displayed formula of organic molecules, remember which atoms can form how many bonds. For example, each carbon atom can form four bonds, and each hydrogen atom can form one bond. As alkane molecules get bigger, the higher the boiling point goes, but the less flammable they become, meaning they catch fire less easily. Also, the more viscous they become, meaning they flow less easily. The main use of alkanes is as fuels, as they burn well and release a lot of heat energy. Complete combustion takes place in a good supply of oxygen. This forms carbon dioxide and water. For example, propane plus oxygen to carbon dioxide plus water. Shorter alkanes are in very high demand as fuels, and it's hard to meet this demand. Larger alkanes less so, as they are harder to ignite and are more viscous. Therefore, larger alkanes can be broken down by cracking to form smaller alkanes used as fuels and alkenes used to make polymers and other chemicals. Cracking is a thermal decomposition reaction, and the general equation is long alkanes to shorter alkanes plus alkenes. There are two types of cracking, the first being catalytic cracking. This involves vaporizing the alkanes and passing them over a hot catalyst. The other method is steam cracking. This is where you vaporize the alkanes, mix them with steam, and heat them to a high temperature. Alkenes are a homologous series of unsaturated hydrocarbons, meaning the functional group is a carbon double bond. The double bond makes it an alkene. Alkenes have the general formula CnH2n, meaning the molecular formula for ethene is C2H4, and for pentene, C5H10. Remember, when drawing the displayed formula for alkenes, the double bond counts as two bonds for the carbon atom. Alkenes are much more reactive than alkanes because they contain a carbon double bond. Most of their reactions are addition reactions. In these addition reactions, the carbon double bond opens up and other atoms join on to the two carbon atoms. Here are some examples of addition reactions. First, hydrogen. Hydrogen will react with an alkene in the presence of nickel at 150 degrees Celsius to join on to the two carbon atoms after the double bond has opened up. This reaction is called hydrogenation, and it converts unsaturated molecules to saturated molecules. Halogens such as chlorine, bromine, and iodine also react with the alkene and join onto the two carbon atoms after the double bond has opened up. The reaction with bromine is used as a test for the presence of carbon double bonds. Steam will also react with alkenes under the high temperature and pressure and a concentrated phosphoric acid catalyst, and when the double bond opens up, OH will join onto one carbon atom and H onto the other. This reaction is called hydration and it produces alcohols. And finally, polymerization. When the carbon double bond opens up, either side, many alkene molecules join together to make a polymer. The test for unsaturation involves using bromine water. First, adding a few drops of orange bromine water, and then, if it's a saturated molecule, there'll be no reaction. The bromine water will remain orange. However, if it's an unsaturated molecule, the bromine water reacts and goes colourless. Do not confuse the terms clear and colourless. A clear solution is one that you can see through, but it also can be coloured. A colourless solution is one that has no colour. When bromine water reacts with unsaturated molecules, it goes colourless. Alkenes burn well in oxygen, like alkanes, but they are rarely burned because they tend to burn with smoky flames due to incomplete combustion, and alkenes are too valuable to burn as they're used to make polymers and many other chemicals. Alcohols are a homologous series of compounds containing the functional group OH. They are used as solvents and as fuels. Specifically, the alcohol ethanol is the alcohol in alcoholic drinks. The structural formula of alcohols is different to alkanes and alkenes. In an alcohol, the first carbon is always followed by H3. Then, for every carbon after that, is followed by H2. And the alcohol ends in OH, the functional group. For example, ethanol's structural formula is CH3CH2OH, and propanol with three carbons is CH3CH2CH2OH. Make sure you look at the displayed formula online. Most ethanol is made by fermentation of sugars, where the sugars are dissolved in water first, then yeast is added. Then the mixture is kept in a warm place at about 30 degrees Celsius and air is kept out of the mixture. Alcohols react with other substances. When alcohol reacts with water, alcohols mix with water and form a neutral solution with pH of 7. Alcohols react with sodium, producing bubbles of hydrogen gas. Alcohols react with oxygen, and alcohols burn very well and are good fuels. Alcohols are oxidized to carboxylic acids if they are left standing in air or treated with a mild oxidizing agent. And finally, alcohols react with carboxylic acids in the presence of an acid catalyst to form esters. Remember, When writing a balanced equation for the complete combustion of an alcohol, when you work out how many oxygen molecules are needed, do not forget about the oxygen atom in the alcohol itself. Carboxylic acids are a homologous series of compounds containing the functional group COOH. The carbon and the first oxygen within the functional group share a double bond between them. The structural formula of carboxylic acids are slightly different of those alcohols. The first carbon is found within the functional group itself. Therefore, the structural formula of the methanoic acid is only slightly different, as only a hydrogen is added on to the functional group, to be HCOOH. When there are two carbons, the second carbon goes right at the beginning, followed by H3. For every other carbon after that, is followed by H2, and is slotted in between the CH3 and the functional group, COOH. For example, ethanoic acid with two carbons is CH3COOH, whereas butanoic acid with four carbons is CH3CH2CH2COOH. Remember to look at the displayed formulas for carboxylic acids online. Carboxylic acids will dissolve in water to produce acidic solutions. Acids are substances that form H+ ions when added to water. However, they are weak acids, which means that only a small fraction of the molecules break into ions when added to water. Also, carboxylic acids react with carbonates, like sodium carbonate, producing bubbles of carbon dioxide gas. Carboxylic acids also react with alcohols in the presence of an acid catalyst to form esters. The general equation is carboxylic acid plus alcohol to ester plus water. Remember to look at the displayed equation online. The ester has a two-part or two-word name. The first part or word ends in "-il", or "-yl", and is based on whatever the alcohol is. The second part or word ends in "-oate", O-A-T-E, and is based off whatever the carboxylic acid is. Polymers are long-chain molecules made from joining lots of short molecules, or monomers, together. There are two types of polymer: condensation polymers and addition polymers. Some polymers are natural, like starch, and others are synthetic, like polyethylene. Condensation polymers are made from monomers with two functional groups. When these monomers join together to make a polymer, small molecules, such as water, are also given off. Polyesters are made when molecules with two carboxylic acid groups, one on each side of the molecule, react with molecules of two alcohol groups, one on each side of the molecule. You can research the diagram for condensation polymerization to form polyesters. Polyamides are made when molecules of two carboxylic acid groups react with molecules of two amine groups. An amine group is NH2. Remember, there is a functional group on each side of the molecule. When these monomers join together to make a polymer, small molecules such as water are given off here too. Once again, you can research the diagram for condensation polymerization to form polyamides. Addition polymers are made when molecules with carbon double bonds join together. When monomers join together to make an addition polymer, the only product is the addition polymer. Originally, there are lots of small molecules, monomers, with carbon double bonds, but when the carbon double bonds open up, they join together to form a long chain molecule, or a polymer. This can be summarized in an equation when n represents a large number. Take ethene, for example, C2H4. It has a carbon double bond, then the arrow, and then it opens up with a bond sticking out of each carbon atom at opposite ends. The bracket goes around the diagram and an n goes in the bottom right. This summarizes the polymerization. Different monomers join together to form polymers with different properties. The monomer ethene turns into the polymer polyethene, often called polyethylene, used for bags, crates and boxes. Chloroethane monomer can turn into the polymer polychloroethane, often called PVC, used for water pipes and window frames. And polypropene is used for carpets, crates and boxes. If you draw out the displayed structure of amino acids, at its centre will be CH. Amino acids contain two functional groups, one being carboxylic acid on the side of the CH, and the other on the other side being an amine group, NH2. There is a third group that connects to the CH with a bond, but this group varies from one amino acid to another. For example, in glycine it will be H, and alanine it will be CH3. You can research the diagrams for amino acids online. There are 20 amino acids that are essential to life. Amino acids join to each other in condensation reactions to form polypeptides, and usually a byproduct is formed, such as water. Proteins are polymer molecules made from hundreds or thousands of the 20 different amino acids joined together in a very long chain. Every protein has amino acids joined together in a different but very specific sequence. Starch and cellulose are both polymer molecules made from the sugar glucose. They differ in the way the glucose molecules join together. The nucleus of a cell contains chromosomes, which contain genetic information. This information is needed for the development and function of all living organisms and viruses. These chromosomes are made of DNA. DNA consists of two long polymer chains that are held together in the form of a double helix. Each polymer chain in DNA is made up from four monomers called nucleotides, referred to as A, T, C, and G. These four nucleotides can bond together in many different sequences. The nucleotides work in pairs, holding the two chains together. Nucleotides A and T on opposite chains attract each other, as do C and G. Thank you for listening to this recap revision podcast on organic chemistry.